40 greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Let's stand up and climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moueta. Nnamdi, welcome back to the sunny side of sports.
Thank you, Sonny.
Nnamdi, great to hear you reminisce last week with the old sports emperor, Barry Mon. I still have a smile on my face.
Well, I owe a lot to the emperor for our listeners that I don't know. I mean, this is the man that broke me into boxing. Without him sending me to cover the fight at the Olympic Auditorium, I would not have been in the game today. So I owe a lot to the emperor.
Nnamdi, the big fight this weekend and one of the biggest fights of the year. Amir Khan, a British-Pakistani fighter, going up in weight to take on Saul Canelo Alvarez from Mexico. Nnamdi, let's listen in to what Khan had to say at the pre-fight news conference.
Just want to say a big thank you to all the media for attending, especially the UK media who have been great, who travel to all the fights, no matter where they are. Canelo's a tough guy, he's strong. But, you know, we're going to be ready for whatever he brings to the table. That's the reason I chose this fight, because I really do believe I can win this fight. He's a great champion. He's a credit to boxing, but it's my time. This is, and I'm gonna grab it with both hands. It's been my dream to be to host a big fight like this in Vegas. And you never know. You know, this could be the last fight for me and Canelo here. That's if Donald Trump becomes president. So I mean, you never know. So we have to. You have to all tune in come Saturday.
Nnamdi, Amir Khan, I don't think he can vote in the presidential election, but kind of casting his ballot there.
Well, not only Americans, Africans in America are headed back to Africa. If Donald Trump wins, we go back home for the Christmas and stay in Africa, don't return back to the U.S.
Nnamdi, Amir Khan seemed to show a lot of respect for Canelo in those comments, and yet also I think he recognizes Canelo really has the power advantage over him.
He better recognize that because he's in a dangerous fight, you know. I mean, I'm really concerned about American's power in this fight. He has no power. He cannot hurt Canelo. Canelo can just bulldoze him and then really hurt him. That's why it's very important to have a referee that can stop this fight if it gets out of control.
Amir Khan moving up two weight classes to take on Canelo. Nnamdi, I've seen some training video. He's clearly much bigger. Will that affect his speed on Saturday night?
Sonny, this is his fourth fight over 140 pounds. With that much weight you're carrying, how can you run for 12 rounds? When you decide to stand and fight, that's when you go get in trouble, you know. He will at the point slow down. Maybe in the first six rounds, he will run and jab and do all the other stuff and dazzle, razzle, dazzle. But when we go into 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you will have to stand and fight, and that's when the damage will come.
I remember, Nnamdi, after Canelo fought Miguel Cotto, you were praising Canelo for his defense and his head movement. You think we're going to see a lot of that on Saturday night?
He doesn't even really need any defense because the man in front of him cannot hurt him, you know. All he just needs to do is walk American down, cut off the ring, be the ring general, dictate the fight, back American up. And all he needs to do, if he stays on the body, backing Ken up, Ken cannot last six rounds and it will be over.
Nnamdi, are the odds makers in Vegas kind of supporting your view that Canelo is the big favorite?
Oh, yeah, it's 5-1. But, you know, come on, Sonny, this is boxing, this is the sweet science, you know. Anything can happen Saturday night. Saturday night, American can win an easy 12 rounds unanimous decision. That's possible. But the betting house, the casinos, they know that's impossible. That's why Canelo is 5-1.
Canelo Khan taking place at the T-Mobile Arena, a new facility in Vegas. Tell our VOA boxing fans about it, Namdi.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we head into this fight, not because we're looking for a great fight. We want to experience the brand new arena, which is 20,000 people strong, you know. It's a Cinco de Mayo weekend. Canelo is a big draw, is the biggest draw in the Latino community. They're going to show up in huge numbers. So we're looking at a sellout. The atmosphere will be really electric, and you're going to see a good fight and the brand new arena. You can't go wrong on a Saturday night.
And one name in particular, Namdi, who could be ringside Saturday night, Floyd Mayweather. What's up with the money man?
Well, we call him Money. He said he wants to come back and he's looking for a nine-figure payday, which means he's looking for a guarantee that will top $100 million.
Mm. Now, would he fight the winner of Canelo Khan?
Well, if there's an upset, if Khan upsets Canelo, then there's a good chance that he will come out and fight Amir Khan for the middleweight title, which will go down in history as number 50 and in a meaningful number 50 for Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather has already beaten Canelo. Do boxing fans want to see a rematch?
Boxing fans will want to see a rematch if Canelo knocks out Amir Khan. The demand will be there. And Canelo is a big draw. Canelo will pull the people. It's all about pay-per-view. It's all about who is the king of pay-per-view. And the king of pay-per-view right now is Canelo. And the former king of pay-per-view is Money Mayweather. So when you put that together, we're looking at a fight that could bring close to $500 million.
Namdi, how much of a factor is that 50th victory for Floyd Mayweather? Does he want to go down with a 50th win?
Well, he made a move this week, as a matter of fact. He just trademarked TMT 50, which means the Money Team 50. And he also trademarked TBT, the best ever 50, right there telling us that he's getting ready for number 50.
Let's move up in weight, Namdi, to the heavyweights, the big boys. Anthony Joshua, the newly crowned International Boxing Federation heavyweight champion, being courted by some of the big cable TV outlets here in the United States. What's the latest with Joshua?
Sonny, a homeboy, Anthony Joshua, just signed a multi-fight licensing deal with Showtime Network. It's an exclusive TV deal, which kicks off June 25th with Dominic Brazil and Anthony Joshua at the O2 Arena. I want to remind you that Tyson Fury has no American TV deal. And you have to add also that this is the second deal for Anthony Joshua, because the first deal is with the Sky Sports box office. So when you add it all up, homeboy will be banking seriously, Sonny.
So that kind of says that the American networks really like Joshua compared with Fury and some of the other heavyweights.
Exactly, because we have two major networks when it comes to boxing, Showtime and HBO. Showtime owns Deontay Wilder. Deontay is fighting May 21 in Russia. So when one network owns both fighters, it's easier for them to make the fight between Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua in the future, which will be a big build-up for the big pay-per-view deal. It's a good move by Anthony Joshua's team, and they have it all locked in now. He just have to keep knocking guys out. And then Deontay Wilder has to come back from Russia with his belt. Then we're looking for the big, big major fight with Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder in 2017.
So you don't think that'll take place later this year, Namdi? It'll be next year for Joshua Wilder?
Joshua Wilder will have to wait till 2017, because after Dominic Brazil, Anthony Joshua fight, Joshua will have to go for a mandatory fight for the IBF title before we start talking about Tyson Fury or David Haye and all these people and Deontay Wilder. So right after this Dominic Brazil fight in June, then we'll look for one more fight with a mandatory contender, and then we'll start talking about the big fights in the 2017.
Finally, Namdi, let's come back to Canelo Khan. How about a prediction?
Sonny, before I forget, on the Canelo can, I want to also mention that the Canelo can will be shown in the movie theaters here in America. So we're talking about cash flow, more money for the promoter and the fighter. I hate to predict this fight, Sonny, because coming from what I experienced with Manny Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley, but I'm still going to go with Canelo by knockout. Leaving the door open with American maybe winning a unanimous decision, fighting a very smart fight, which he will not. He will end up fighting a macho fight and he will get knocked out.
Canelo by knockout. You heard it here first, VOA boxing fans. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta. Namdi mentioned Anthony Joshua making the first defense of his IBF heavyweight title against American Dominic Brazil at London's O2 Arena next month. The two fighters held a news conference this week in the British capital to hype the bout. Brazil was asked, what gives him the edge?
The confidence I bring to the ring, I've been there, done that. Yeah, he is a title holder, but I don't think he's fighting the guys in the caliber of my resume. I'm fighting some guys that, you know, have fought in world title fights before, some guys that have been down on the canvas and got their butts back up to finish the fight, some guys that have knocked me down, and I've knocked them down in doing so. I think that's the biggest thing that Anthony Joshua is going to have to get by is, like I told him when we exchanged words in the yard and we exchanged when we're here on the platform, I told him when I put you down on the canvas, you better be sure and get back up. Don't quit on me because I plan on putting you down again.
Meanwhile, the new IBF heavyweight champion, Anthony Joshua, was asked the same question. What gives you the edge?
Don't build yourself up too much, because if you're meant to be here, you will win. And if I'm meant to be here, I'm meant to stay here, I will win. And that's how my mentality is. What gives me the edge is that I know this is destiny for me. That's why I'm not stressing. That's why I don't need to talk of the game. I'm meant to be here, and this is why I'm doing this. And I just feel it's more of a reason and more of a destiny for me than anything. So there's no hype, no pumped up media stuff. When you're talking to me, you're talking to the real deal.
Anthony Joshua and the challenger Dominic Brazil are both unbeaten as professionals. Joshua, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist in the super heavyweight division, has won 16 consecutive prize fights by knockout. And Brazil has 17 wins and no losses with 15 knockouts. Among those on hand for the London news conference was British fight promoter Eddie Hearn. Eddie talks about future opponents for Anthony Joshua.
You know, of course, the public want the Tyson Fury fights, the Deontay Wilder fights, and they'll come in time. Now, he's had 16 fights. He's heavyweight champion of the world. He's got 16 knockouts. Not sure what else he can do at the moment. This is the fourth undefeated fighter in a row that he's boxed. So, you know, the British public are very, very demanding of sports fans, which makes us so passionate as well. And that comes across in our product and in our TV arenas. So you can't knock that. But Anthony's always going to be an exciting fight. And those fights are, you know, one, two fights away. So not long to wait. Everyone's got to keep on winning. But if we can get those unification, particularly between two Brits in the heavyweight division, it's unheard of in history. So, Anthony Joshua, we've got the real deal. Britain should be proud and behind him. And enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the ride and enjoy the journey. That's British boxing promoter Eddie Hearn speaking in London.
Voice of America. I heard the voice of America calling on my wavelength. Man was coming out of Frankfurt, Maine. I heard the voice of America calling on my wavelength. Singing, come back, baby, come back. Come back, baby, come back.
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Friday night with games in Atlanta, Georgia, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. In the first game of the evening, the Atlanta Hawks will host the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 3 of their second-round series. The Hawks trail 2-0, and they'll try to recover from a record-breaking shooting night by the Cavaliers in Cleveland. The Cavs made an NBA record 25 three-point shots in Game 2 as they clipped the wings of the Hawks 123-98. I asked Dan Friedel of VOA's Learning English Department if the Hawks can rally in the series.
I don't think so. You look at some of the faces of the Hawks players on the bench in the fourth quarter of that game, and they were pretty resigned. The Cavs have done really well against the Hawks in the playoffs and in the regular season lately. They were 3-0 against the Hawks during the regular season this year. They have a 2-0 lead in this series. Even if the Cavs were to lose one game in Atlanta, they'd probably be able to come back to Cleveland and close it out. But I wanted to show you a couple of notes that I made on the game. Atlanta was actually winning early on in the game. There was a point where it was 11-10 in favor of Atlanta a few minutes into the game in the first quarter. Then the Cavs went on this three-point streak. 11 of their 12 field goals at one point were three-pointers. After they made it 13-11, and 11 of the next 12 baskets they made were three-pointers, went on to 13 out of 15 and 14 out of 16. So it went from 11-10 Atlanta to 52-27 Cleveland.
Incredible.
It was amazing. And they set a record for the most three-pointers in the first half, and then into the second half they set a record for the game without most of the starters playing in the fourth quarter.
In Friday night's second game, the Oklahoma City Thunder will host the five-time champion San Antonio Spurs. This best-of-seven game series is tied at 1-1. In playoff action Thursday night, the Toronto Raptors topped the visiting Miami Heat 96-92 in overtime to even that series at one game each. The first game also went to overtime, with Miami winning 102-96. Game 3 will be Saturday evening in Miami, Florida. Also Saturday evening, the Portland Trail Blazers are at home against the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors. The Warriors lead this series 2-0. Golden State's league most valuable player, Stephen Curry, the NBA's leading scorer, missed the first two games in the series because of a sprained right knee. It was thought that Curry might play in Game 3, but Golden State's head coach, Steve Kerr, says it's not likely because Curry hasn't been practicing with the team this week. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty Friday greetings, Andrew.
Sporty Friday greetings, Sonny. Good to be with you on this gray and rainy Friday here in D.C., but at least it's Friday.
And I know you're going to brighten up the mood here in the studio, Andrew. What's trending in the sports world?
Well, we're about 29 hours away from the Run for the Roses, the 142nd Kentucky Derby. Of course, the first leg of the Triple Crown of horse racing here in the U.S. Fastest 2 minutes in sports, as it's been nicknamed.
And lots of excitement.
Lots of excitement, and also some connections to some other sports leagues and sports folks here in the U.S. So the favorite horse to win, the one with the best odds, is named Nyquist.
Now, this
horse gets its name after Gustav Nyquist, who is the forward for the Detroit Red Wings hockey team. So the owner is a huge Red Wings fan. He actually named the horse after this player. It's kind of a backstory. He named it as a joke because he works with a player from the Colorado Avalanche who isn't a fan of the Red Wings. He said, okay, I'm going to name my next few horses after Red Wings players, and it just so happened that this horse, Nyquist, has won all seven of the races it's been in. It's the favorite to win tomorrow in the Kentucky Derby. Nyquist, unfortunately, will not be there to watch it at Churchill Downs. Nyquist is with Team Sweden in Russia for the Hockey World Cup, so he's playing there. But that's one sports connection we have through the Detroit Red Wings.
I wonder if Mr. Nyquist has wagered on the Kentucky Derby.
You know, it's if I had a horse that was named after me that hadn't lost yet and it was the favorite, I'd probably put a couple dollars down for sure.
What are some of the other horse names out there, Andrew, for this big race?
Well, there are two that are Tom-related. There's Ready Tom and Mo Tom. And they're both owned by Tom Benson. Now, Tom Benson is the owner not only of those horses, but of the New Orleans Saints National Football League team here in the U.S. and the New Orleans Pelicans National Basketball League team. So he's got his hands in horse racing, but also American football and basketball. So he has those two horses in the race. It's actually an interesting backstory. One of them got into the race because a horse dropped out. They said it's very rare for owners to have multiple horses in the race. And their farm apparently is very small. They only have a handful of horses to begin with. So they said that the odds of them having two in the race is like, you know, winning the Super Bowl, you know, multiple times over, or getting, you know, the multiple number one draft picks in a, you know, football draft or basketball draft. It's very rare.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. I was scrolling down the list of all these horses, Andrew, and one that caught my eye just as you came into the studio, Exaggerator, who has 8-1 odds on Saturday, 8-1 odds in the Kentucky Derby. And the owner apparently kind of linked it with his girlfriend. He says, she likes to embellish tell stories, maybe exaggerated a bit. So he named the horse Exaggerator.
Well, it's always fun to look at on social media the reaction to some of these horses' names, especially in the hours just preceding the race when a lot of people are placing their final bets or just starting to tune into the coverage. People saying, what do you mean they named this horse this bizarre name? Or people sometimes pick the horses based on the names or even the colors of the silks that the jockeys wear. For Tom Benson, since he's from New Orleans, he owns the Saints and the Pelicans, his horses will be clad in the Saints colors of black and gold. So if you're watching the race, you can easily pick out which horses are his, which are the New Orleans horses that are being represented in the Kentucky Derby.
Last year, of course, American Pharoah made history, winning the Kentucky Derby and then going on to win the Preakness Stakes and the Belmont to become a Triple Crown champion. And you have kind of a social media personal anecdote to share about that, right, Andrew?
Yeah, I was actually I was at a friend's wedding on the day that that American Pharoah had won that race, and I saw a bunch of friends gathered around. I thought they were waiting for the elevator to go down to the reception, and little did I know they were watching it on their phone. And they said, oh, yeah, we watched the race right on somebody's phone. But that's kind of where this has moved towards, is this more digital realm. Case in point, NBC Sports, who's broadcasting the Kentucky Derby here in the U.S., they're investing somewhere, it's estimated, $400,000 to $500,000 on Snapchat alone just to tell Snapchat stories throughout the course of the day as they cover this race. They're going to have GoPro cameras set up all around Churchill Downs, the famous racetrack where the Kentucky Derby will take place. And they're going to live stream on Twitter and Periscope all the different angles, not just on the racetrack, in the crowds, in the paddock, but you're going to see a lot of behind the scenes. You're going to see some of the fashions. Of course, one of the things that Kentucky Derby is known for are the big hats that the ladies wear.
That's right.
And the mint juleps as well, the drink, the mint and bourbon drink that everybody has. So you're going to see a lot of those kind of behind the scenes. You're also going to have Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski doing some of the broadcasting. Now, these two are figure skaters originally. They started broadcasting for the Olympics back in Sochi, and they were such a hit. NBC Sports brought them on, and now they broadcast from everywhere, including the Kentucky Derby. So we're going to see a lot of fun from them and a lot of social media involved in their broadcasting.
The Run for the Roses. Andrew Palcheski, VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Sonny, and have a good weekend.
You too, Andrew. And that wraps up the May 6th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger, VOA engineer Peter Hundley. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a good weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
The United States has expanded its offer of rewards for information on key leaders of terrorist organizations to include a leading figure with one of the groups conducting attacks in the Sahel and other areas of North Africa, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM. Yahya Abu al-Hammam has played a key role in perpetuating the group's terrorist activities and took part in several attacks in Mauritania. In July 2010, Hammam was reportedly involved in the killing of a French hostage in Niger. In 2006, he was sentenced to death in absentia by Algerian authorities for terrorism-related charges. He has also been sanctioned by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the United Nations. Al-Hammam was born September 5, 1978, in Rayhaya, Algeria. He has used the aliases Abu Yahya and Akacha Jamel. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to Al-Hammam's location. The U.S. promises that all credible reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them and their families. If you have information on this man, contact the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate and the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists, too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best. Right here on VOA Africa.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. VOA. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our 5-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
VOA News.
VOA. When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.